try doing something before you think about the consequences, because if you're white, you do something against a non-white, they treat far worse in the legal system and the schools than they do the other way around. Mitchell in Atlanta, thanks very much for your call. Hi, you're on the Hal Turner Show. Who are you? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Ned from Clearwater.
Ned in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the white nationalist community. As an ex-skinhead myself, just had to get out of it to go to college and get a job. But I noticed a lot of the times, lots of skinheads down here, especially in Clearwater, Florida, with the hammer skins and all, we focus on a lot of small-scale activities, maybe taking a place or breaking a few windows, stuff like that. But I'm wondering, what is the next move for the white nationalist kids out there? I mean, we're the foot soldiers for the community here, and I know even Britain has the BNP, which is the established nationalist government.
I'll tell you what the next step is. The next step is, I got to do this carefully, right? There is going to be an awful lot of violence. I don't want it to be this way, but I acknowledge the fact that it is going to be this way. The skinhead groups and individual skins have got to realize that by virtue of the fact that guys like me are older, we've simply lived longer, that we are an asset to their youth and willingness to fight. We know how to get around the law. We know how to commit crimes and not get caught. It is such a waste of talent to do small things like egging businesses and breaking windows, when a much better thing to do would be to, let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, beat the shit out of a congressman when he's coming out of his office. Or, you know, grab up a federal judge or a state judge and tune him up. And the way to coordinate these much more effective activities is to associate with guys who are older, who have had, you know, we've had time to make our fights, to beat the shit out of enough people where the venom has drained enough of where we can actually think before we do something. And if the skinheads would rely on us, and they still want to fight and do damage and do violence, great, there's a place for that. But let guys like me point you in the right direction.
That sounds like the best scenario for that situation. I completely agree. Just I think it's a lot of time, you know, I see a lot of small-scale activities going around, like, you know, even if it is just beating up a black guy, you know, all of these skinheads going to jail for no good reason. You know, I think they should just pick the best reason to go to jail.
Well, that's just it. I mean, if I kill Daryl Lamont Jenkins from One People's Project, they're going to put me in jail for the same amount of time as if I killed Frank Lautenberg, a U.S. Senator. So why not, you know, get the most bang for the buck? Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do either, but I'm just using that as an example. These skinheads, wouldn't it be better if they beat the shit out of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton?
Yeah, that would be the best.
Right, because those guys, they're not always surrounded by thousands of people. They got to come and go from places where they're alone, or where there's only two or three guys. And wouldn't it be a real social statement if somebody grabbed that fat ass Al Sharpton and knocked the living shit out of him, and while they were screaming, "White power! White power! See Kyle!" Right?
That'd be the best. That's the stuff that really needs to go on. I mean, there's been a lot of little activity and a lot of momentum behind the skinheads, you know?
Yep. Wouldn't it be better if instead of beating up, you know, throwing rocks through windows or egging a place, that somebody bought an old clunker of a car and sat and waited for Morris Deeds to drive up toward his house and slammed the fucking old junker of a car that they never even registered into his, and when he got out, beat the fucking shit out of him? Right?
Oh, man.
Wouldn't it be better to do it to Morris Deeds or to Julian Bond from the NAACP, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, or Mark Pontag? Wouldn't it be better to do that? Because, firstly, nobody's really expecting it. They're fearful of it. But they know that the majority of skin guys go out, they get drunk, they see what goes on the street corner, and they mix it up with some guys, and then the local cops come, and the skinheads get arrested. Nobody is Nobody is figuring that the Skins are ever going to be smart enough to come with a guy like me, or, you know, Tom Metzger, or some of the other people that are out there, and be focused on where the force and violence will do the most good. And I urge skinheads to, you know, come on down, boy.